So, centre back at the weekend. How did that feel to be playing there?
Yeah, it's not a strange position for me. I did that before, but it's been a long time ago when I did that. When I was a youth team, like under 16, 17, I played a lot of positions. Right back, centre mid, left back. I did all that. And the last time I really played like a senior centre back, it was 6 years ago, more or less, at Charlton with Miguel. It was just one game, happened the centre back get injured before on Friday, and I did that. And on Saturday, when the manager told me on Friday, probably if the player didn't get through, I will play centre back. I just put my mind ready, and luckily I'm with Miguel in the room. We share the room all the time when we play away, and we have a lot of chat about that. And I said to him, listen, I know we must expect the first 5 minutes or sometime during the game not to be on top, because I must adjust my position and try to be closer to you as far as I can. And luckily happened in the first few minutes, a little bit try to get my position, but luckily we didn't concede. And after that, I think we was fine. And a lot of help from Liam, Joe, Miguel, Chris Kirtlin, the manager outside, tried to always remind me, get closer to Miguel, get your position right. And luckily everything went well.
Did you enjoy it, though? Did you enjoy going back there, despite the fact it'd been a long time since you played there and you were kind of learning on the job again? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah. To be fair, I cannot say I enjoy or no, but the only thing in my mind is to give everything I can. Doesn't matter where I play, the most important is the team. And always, if I'm on the pitch, I'll enjoy it. Doesn't matter where I play, in goalie, right back. Doesn't matter where I play, because I have one thing on my mind, to do everything I can.
And a clean sheet. Which ain't bad, is it? First game at centre-back for an awful long time, and you get a clean sheet.
Yeah, that's it. But to be fair, the lads, I think as a team, we defend very well. Not only the two centre-backs or only all the back four, but all the team did a great job.
The manager just said, or the head coach has just said, I should say, that the dressing room is buoyant at the moment. Can you describe what it is like in that group compared to what it was like, I don't know, a couple of months back?
Yeah, we seem we are more together, each other. Even when we play away, we are so close with each other. After dinner, we go take a coffee on the coffee place there, and we stay together. And very, very, very good atmosphere, a good group spirit. Yeah.
Where does that come from? Because it's more or less the same players, a couple of new ones, but more or less the same players. How does it dramatically change? That's what we're all asking.
Yeah, I believe because, like I'm saying, the last time I was in the press, under this new manager is more, because he used to work with every player. Those play, those didn't play. So he used to treat everybody the same. And as soon as he get the job, everybody feel important. Doesn't matter if you've been playing all the time, or doesn't matter if you are out all the time, because he treats everybody the same. And that is, I think, is a big, big difference for the results and for the dressing room, because everybody feel part of it. Because even in training, he demands those play a lot, and he demands even more to those didn't play a lot. So that's why everybody feels part of this family.
So it's his management skills, is it, that have been a big reason behind the upturn in form?
Particularly for me, I believe that was the key, and he treats everybody the same. He's no different to the Chris Kirtlin. For me, he's our best player and the guy with more experience. He treats him the same. He treats a young Keelan, for example, coming from the under-21 to us. He treats everybody the same.
Mm. And every player that sits there says he's a great coach. Why is he a great coach in terms of what he teaches you on the football field? Not his man management skills now, but what is it that he teaches you on that field of play that makes every player sit there and say, this guy's a top coach?
No, he knows about the game, no doubt about it. He's a top coach. Yeah. Top is session training, demanded, and the atmosphere he creates on the training, always talk, always help everybody, and his session is amazing, everybody enjoy. And this top coach is the one you can go there and train. He said, this man been around. He knows what to do.
Mm. And how does he compare to other coaches that you've worked with?
No, for me on the pitch, on the four lines, he's been the best I ever had.
Really?
Until now, for me. Because he knows about the training. He knows what to demand of players. He knows to work with the players, to talk with the players. The fact it makes everybody feel the same, the fact you know Saturday anyone can play, is I believe, I never worked under Jose Mourinho, one of the best coaches, but I believe he's the same. The way his team working and the way we are working now, I believe is that. It's the same kind of make everybody feel important, everybody feel part of it.
He says it's all down to the players, the turnaround in form. Is that him being modest? There's an opportunity here, perhaps, for you to give him some credit, because he doesn't seem to want to take it. He wants to put it back in the players' court.
No. For me and what we heard in the dressing room and what we talk about, I think it's all credit to him. More than us player, I think he knows the game. For me and what I hear my teammates, and I think it's his hand there, for sure. The big change we had, I think, is me personally and a few players I heard, is his hands. I think he can be a little bit modest, but what we feel as a player and majority of the group, and if I'm not wrong, everybody, is his hands, definitely.
What kind of a future do you think the club's got with him here?
He's the best can ever. I don't think the club can be better with another one. I think he's the best the club can have, and he show what he's about, and I believe the club only can get better with him. Only can get better.
And you'll want to be part of that, because we all know that what's coming in the summer, don't we? Well, your contract runs out anyway.
Yeah.
Hopefully you get the opportunity to sit down and talk, but that's going to be in the back of your mind as well, is it?
No, at the moment, is in the back of my mind is just to try to do the best I can and to enjoy as much as I can, because I can't control if I get a new deal or no, if I will be here or no. I can't control that. And for me, everybody knows I love this club and I want to enjoy as much as I can, because anything is possible, because I think that way anything is possible. I couldn't be my last year here, and I want to enjoy as much as I can with the Sheffield and the Shed.
What about your football? How well are you playing? Because obviously the key thing for you since Stuart's took over is you are playing every week, which is not something that was happening at the start, was it?
Yeah, thanks to him, thanks to God, and I cannot explain. I think, like I'm saying, it's make everybody feel part of it.
Yeah.
And as soon as he took charge, I didn't play straight away, but I was feel part of it. He called me upstairs, he talked with me, and he knows, he said I'm a part of the team, and he will make a change. That's why those didn't play, never went down, because he doesn't let that happen. He wants everybody. He's not the only 11 play, and if you notice, he's not playing every week the same 11. He keep it changing, and still the results positive, and because I think it makes everybody feel part of it.
When are you going to shoot? Because the last few games I've seen, you've got into great positions and all the crowd are saying shoot, but you'll always give it to somebody else. Are you fearful of perhaps letting the crowd down by putting one over the bar? Or what is it then?
No doubt about it. It's not my priority. If coming opportunity, I will take it when I feel is to put it back on the net. But the most important thing is the team get the positive result, and I do my job. What I've been doing, that's the most important thing. I'm not upset about the goals, nothing.
I was joking with you, by the way. Don't take that too seriously.
No problem.
But you've got 9 points clear of bother now. I mean, that must, when you look at that league table, must put a smile on your face, given where you were not so long back.
Yeah, but we know we are so careful about that, and we treat every game as it come, because in this league, you can see everybody can beat everybody, and it's a difficult league, and we just go game by game, and on the end, we see where we are.
Mm. Do you think you could push for the top half now, though? Has that got to be a target, maybe, for you?
No, we don't really talk about it. We don't really think about it. And the manager, since we finished the game against Reading, said, enjoy your way back on bus, and Sunday's another day, and it's finished. And look forward to the next game. Mm. And that's why we don't talk about that. And each game is coming, we treat as the last game. Like manager normally said, can be your last game, your last training. So do the best you can be.
I assume, though, you're going to every game believing you can win now. And would it be right to suggest that perhaps that wasn't always the case this season? When things aren't going well,
yeah,
presumably you do doubt yourself.
No, no, but with this under this new manager, he doesn't say we go there to win. He just asks us to go there, do for us to working hard to do the best we can be. If we do that, we have more chances to win.
Mm.
And the only thing we go to the on our mind is to working hard for each other. And the results, luckily, coming on our way.
And Wigan, the last game got called off because of the weather. Perhaps did you a favour that night. How much stronger do you feel you are now compared to when you've played them last?
Yeah, I think we are a little bit stronger. And at the same time, I said they are a little bit stronger because they it was under the new manager. They know what the new manager is about. And is the manager Miguel had a Brentford when he had his spell there.
Mm.
And Miguel said he's a very good manager and they work hard, his team. And I think it will be a difficult game. And two good teams are on the pitch and... the best on the night, I think, will get the positive results.
So do we see you at centre-half tomorrow or back in midfield?
Even if it's a goalkeeper manager.
I'd love to see that. I'd love to see that.
Even if manager need me, that will be there in the goalkeeper.